Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Main Street Pub. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. We figured we'd have some fun tonight, and we'll cover some tours and programs that are available at Walt Disney World. We're going to delve back into the Burn Bombs book again, and we're going to read the tours off. But before that, there's a little bit of breaking news that we read on one of the websites tonight about the Disney After Hour. Easy for me to say. The Disney After Hours. Know that special event, then, that they're putting on certain nights that they want to charge you an extra $150 for the 3 hours to stay late?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, if you want to read it, they're dropping prices a little bit, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, what a wonder. So the Disney After Hours is available at half price for annual pass holders and DVC members. And this just was released a couple hours ago, and we're recording this on, the 26th. Tickets can now be had for $75 if you are an annual pass holder or Disney Vacation Club member. They were originally priced at $150, like Doug said, for the three-hour event. There are 5 nights remaining from the 7 planned. On the nights of April 28th, May 5th, May 8th, May 12th, May 9th, and May 19th, the theme park will close to all but a limited number of ticketed guests. That means 3 hours of nonstop fun enjoying popular attractions, character experiences, and more, with complimentary refreshments included. Regularly $149, pass holder can purchase Disney After Hour tickets for just $75 by calling 407-560-PASS, P-A-S-S, or 407-560-7277, or by visiting any Walt Disney World ticket window. Guests under 18 of age must have parent or guardian permission to call. So what are you thinking, Doug? Why do you think they did this? They reconsidered and figured they'd give us a break, or what do you think's going on here?
No, I think maybe actually some of us in the Disney community are finally waking up and we're not falling for all this. Yeah, I mean, enough is enough. I mean, if you're an annual pass holder, I still don't think it's worth it. Now, if you're DVC and you're maybe coming in to, and this is possible because we spoke about it on our last show, maybe your annual pass is up or your tickets aren't, or you don't have tickets for that week and you just planned on coming in for one of your weeks, like you were saying, to just stay at Saratoga and just hang out at Disney Springs.
Right.
Now maybe one night you spend the $75 if you're DVC and go spend 3 hours in the park.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was being tongue-in-cheek there, obviously, but I, you know, this clearly to me is Disney putting up the red flag, or the white flag, I guess, saying that they miscalculated guest interest in this program. Had they been full or nearly full, they wouldn't be offering this, obviously, if it was full. But if Disney, you know, was selling tickets at a rapid clip and they expected to sell out, you would have never heard of this. So, you know, I guess it is nice that they're giving at least two of their, you know, groups of people that support the company the most, you know, the annual pass holders and the DVC members. That's all well and good, but they really didn't do it out of the goodness of their heart. They did it to get 50 cents on the dollar is what they did. Instead of it going vacant, they're going to, you know, collect 50 cents on the dollar.
Exactly. And the reason we're reading this, not that we're pushing this or we're for it. We're 100% against all these extra gouging in our opinions. But The reason we're reading is because it is kind of time sensitive, because the first night available is April 28th.
Yep.
So if you do want to go in, and again, it's April 28th, May 5th, May 8th, May 12th, and May 19th. So if any of those dates appeal to you and you want to save $75 and you were on the fence about doing this, well, there's a good, you know, this is the reason we're reading it now. But we hope that none of these, myself, I hope none of these dates sell out. I don't want to speak for you, but
right.
I hope none of them sell out.
No, nor do I. And I'm willing to bet that if they do, well, I'm willing to bet that it will sell out now with the reduced cost. But I'm going to make a prediction that this will be the last we hear of this program. It was obviously a pilot program given the very, very limited amount of dates. But the fact they had to, you know, discount it by 50% so quickly. Well, it's not so quickly. They waited as long as possible before the first date actually came up. So I don't think you'll see this program back, at least not in this way. Maybe they'll tweak it and come up with something a little different. But hopefully, to your point, Doug, that its lack of popularity will lead them to say, you know what, this really wasn't a good idea to begin with. And they just leave things the way they were and we move forward.
And I love how people are gullible, and I don't want to be smart, because, you know, I'm drinking a Starbucks again tonight, so I feel all rammy and anxious to spew anger, but no, I'm just kidding. But no, for people to sit there and say that, like, originally I would hear different shows and different friends of the show speak that they didn't take any of our extra magic hours away, and Disney said that they basically, from what people have read, that they weren't taking any extra magic hours away. And you heard that too.
Oh, so yeah.
This was no big deal.
Right.
But my opinion, they actually are, because when the parks get crowded and attendance go up over the years, the reason more and more extra magic mornings and extra magic evenings became about was to give more people a chance to see stuff. So if these dates are taken, then there's no chance that Disney will give extra magic hours on dates that they're selling the park out at night. Do you agree with me on that?
Right, right. It's... Yeah.
It limits the amount of dates that they can give us
right.
extra magic hours of staying on property.
Right. There'll be no way to tell if that was true or not, but to your point, if they know the park's banged out anyways and they're maximizing their take on a given day, they'd have no reason to add them. They're just going to not schedule it. And when we look at our, the touring plan or whatever, you're going to see, oh, there's no extra magic hours tonight. And you'll never know why that was, but, you know. Yeah. The fact that they don't have these, this particular program running, makes the date either available or not available.
Exactly, because there's been times in the past where I booked a trip, you know, 6 months out, and I, you know how you look for the extra magic hours ahead of time, trying to get some kind of game plan a little bit, because I know you do some.
Yeah.
You used to be big into you do your whole schedule ahead of time
right.
and stuff like
yep.
that, your plan. And there was times, like, a few months in that a couple parks added extra magic hours. Am I wrong?
Oh, no, absolutely. That's why we always recommend, and I know you as a travel agent have advised me and others, you should always make your plans, you know, at 180, all them big days for your dining reservations and all that stuff. But you should always check back, you know, a month out, you know, 15 days out, because those things, could change. They could add, early morning hours or extra magic hours, or park hours have changed. I've even seen that the, you know, park openings have changed. They tweak the schedule as needed, as time goes by. So always check multiple times before your trip actually occurs.
Exactly. And that's the reason why I get so aggravated when they keep adding this stuff, because it does eliminates a chance for Disney to say, man, attendance has really been trending up, so we need to add a few more extra magic hours. If they're selling out all these things, then there's no way they can do that.
Right, right.
And then it takes away little extras that we do actually still do get from Disney when we go down there.
Yeah. I guess what it is, it's the old saying, you know, one of these things by themselves in a vacuum is not a big deal, and I don't think you and I would be wigging out over it if it was – you know, an occasional thing, or, you know, just like when they do that, what do they call it? When they keep the park open for 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
I mean, some people may say, that stinks, you know, they're doing this or doing that, and oh, there's going to be extra people, you know, why are they doing that? Just make it a regular day, but once a year, you know, I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. But when you take 7, 8, 10, 15 of these things and add them all up together, now it's something. Now you're starting to affect, you know, parts of vacations or multiple days on a vacation. And, you know, that's when it gets, in my view, to be, you know, a little more than an annoyance when you're trying to
exactly,
schedule a vacation.
Because it isn't about the money for us. When you say money isn't the problem, it's taking your time away from you.
Yeah.
And that's where the problem comes in there. Because now you're... Now you're cutting into what I've already paid for by closing the park area on me with all these extra events, added events you're having. Because we've already, and we discussed it at length with the Mickey's and the Very Merry Halloween Party. We've gone over them. Not So Scary Halloween Party, I'm sorry.
Yep.
But we've gone over, we both love both of them, but we've already covered that more and more of them get added, which takes away more and more time from us.
Right.
You know, in the park.
Yeah, and you know, you look at it like this. If you bought an annual pass on January 1st and you have 365 days or 364 days to go, I mean, you'd like to believe that, you know, what you believe the schedule to be at that time is what it is. And, you know, if they add these programs in mid-year or something, and again, I realize most annual pass holders, you know, they're not going to be at Disney, you know, more than 50 days a year or whatever it is. I mean, some may be, but most aren't. You know, is it going to affect them? No. Who it's going to affect is the lucky few that have, you know, these things happen to land during their, you know, typical 7-day vacation or 7 to 10 day vacation they take, because they have no flexibility. You plan for a year or you know, sometimes longer, and you're going that week regardless of what's going on. And if they throw some special things like this on there, it's going to dramatically impact those people that are at Disney World during that time frame, where others it may not impact them at all.
Well, it's highly hurt me and Bren. I mean, not lately. Well, yeah, even our last trip, it kind of did. Because we go a lot in the fall, and you know that, Dan, August, September, October. And
yep.
With all the not-so-scary Halloween party, with all the added dates, I mean, it totally disrupts our touring around the Magic Kingdom.
Right. Now, I don't remember this year. Maybe you do. But, I mean, you know, they don't announce those dates, what, maybe 6 months out? Or is it a little longer than that? I mean, it's not a full year in advance, is it?
No. It's not a full year in advance.
Right.
It's about, I mean, I'm just saying this off the top of my head. It's like 7-8 months
right.
in advance.
So, but that means you could have already booked a trip, or in this case, you did book a trip, and then they announced the dates 4 months after you booked your trip.
Yeah.
And you know, they may, and again, could you move your Magic Kingdom day here and there? Maybe, you know, then you got your dining reservations backed up against that. I mean, it may be doable, but then again, it may not be doable, and it may make it so that you have to forgo a day or a night at the Magic Kingdom because of this.
Oh, absolutely. It just, like the last trip we were down there, it just, there was a couple nights we were at the Magic Kingdom, and we'd have liked to, like, we were there, we switched things around, but there was a couple nights where we felt like being there, but we were getting kicked out.
Right.
Like, it was weird. I think it's because we knew we couldn't be there, it made us want to be there more.
Right, right.
You know how that is.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and then, you know, well, you've always taken this approach that, you know, things as much as they can be should be fair for everyone, regardless of whether you own DVC or not, whether you're an annual pass holder or not, whether you're a Florida resident or not. And when they, you know, put these programs in, they tend to cater to, you know, folks that have the ability to pay for these perks that, you know, yeah, it's a great thing. But, you know, people I hang with, you know, this is just me, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, really can't afford that, and myself included. And, you know, even if I thought it was a great value, you know, you gave a great example. It sounds on the surface, oh, $150, that's not bad. But when you got to consider it's per person, not for, you know, for a family of four or six. I mean, poor Pat, you know, imagine him taking his four kids and his wife and himself. I mean, he'd have to get a second mortgage almost to do that. That'd be crazy.
No, I mean, it's he could pay for the hotel for another
yeah,
week.
Yeah, yeah. It's
if you have an annual pass, you just stay an extra week.
Right, right.
But the whole point of it is like they could, I honestly think there's, and we're gonna get on to these special programs after this, but I do believe that they could take away 4 or 5 dates at both the Christmas party and the Halloween party, and there would still be enough for everybody to go. I don't think they need that many dates for those shows. I really don't.
And you know, it's, you know, we hate to say the word, but it's greed. I mean, the fact they can do those shows, and you know, wouldn't we love to know what the actual take is on a given, you know, Very Merry or Mickey's Not So Scary? I mean, it's got to be significant money for them to keep adding the dates. And, you know, it's hard for the bean counters to say, no, no, don't do it. I mean, you know, if they can bring in whatever it is, $500,000, I have no idea, whatever it is, on a given night, it's hard for them to say no to that. But like you said, it's taking away from the average Joe vacationer or Joe guest or whatever. It's just less available hours.
Kicking you out of the park.
In this case, in the Magic Kingdom. So I guess I'll wrap my comments up by saying, I don't like to see Disney fail at anything it does because I love the company. But in this case, I am happy that they've miscalculated the interest in this program, apparently, and it seems to have failed. And I think it's good that those that do want to go and are going to go. I have no problem with those people that want to do it. They're going to be able to do it at a much reduced price and, dare I say it, a reasonable price given what it is.
Well, I'm happy. I'm hoping it does fail too. I'm glad it is. And like to finish off, my thought was my last trip, 4 of our 7 nights there, the Halloween party was going on. Wow. So you know how hard that is when the Magic Kingdom is your favorite park?
Yeah, it is. And the stress that puts on the transportation and everything around it, I mean, it drives, you know how it is when you jump on the monorail and all the people in costumes and stuff. It just seems like there's many, many more people heading to the Magic Kingdom than there normally would be at that time of the day, 4 or 5 o'clock. I mean, there's droves of people. If you're at the Ticket and Transportation Center or anywhere on the monorail loop, it's just packed with people trying to get to the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, absolutely. It just, like I said, I could see 2 or 3 times a week. I don't need to see more days they're having it than they're not. It wasn't like that before.
Right. It was a very special thing that they occasionally did, and they've turned it into, you know, this multiple night, you know, it seems like, what do they start in August? Sometimes it seems like late August or something like that.
I know by the first week of September, but yeah, it could be the end of August. But yeah, it's a couple-month ordeal now, where it used to be the end of September through October, and there was only a day or two each week. Because I remember even the Christmas party, one of the first times we went down, out of 7 days or 10 days, we were down, I think we might have been there 10 days. And I think there was only 2 dates to have the Christmas party. And the way that worked out that year, we were booked. We had reservations with family and to do different things, so we couldn't even do it. We were bummed out. But now it would be 8 out of the 10 days.
Or, you know, it would almost seem better, like, or what if they, you know, did this, which I'm sure, and I don't know the dates, but I'm going to take a guess here. You know, if they only ran the parties, like, say, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, there's a 3-week period where they're very heavy on the parties. I think that would be much more acceptable. And the same thing with Halloween. I mean, if they did maybe the week before Halloween that week and maybe even a couple days afterwards. You know what I mean? It would be a very limited time frame. Even if you did 3 or 4 a week, I could almost understand it. But when you stretch it out and do it, like you said, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, whatever it is, you know, that's when it starts, in my view, to get a little... I mean, everybody chuckles and laughs. I mean, I did it, you know, on our trip. You start seeing the... I love the Halloween decorations. Don't get me wrong.
Me too.
They're vibrant. I think it just puts a very nice look to the Magic Kingdom. But...
first week of September, you're not thinking of Halloween.
Yeah.
You're thinking of summer still.
Exactly. And I remember you saying, you know, gee, let's enjoy the summer here before we start talking about fall. And it's just, you know, generally speaking, it's too early, you know. Let us enjoy the latter part of the summer and you know, especially for us up here in the Northeast. You know, you go down to Disney World and you know, you're like 3 months ahead, I guess. You come back after having experienced Halloween at the parks, and you still got 3 weeks to wait till Halloween actually gets here.
Oh, exactly. It's just too much because I don't even, and I'm not looking, guys, at, I don't have the dates in front of me or whatever, but I don't even think there's a week break between the last Halloween party and the first Christmas party.
No, I think it's maybe not the very next night, but it's within a couple of nights they start the Christmas parties. I remember, I think a couple of years ago, the last Halloween party, I think, was on November 1st. They ran one the day after, and then it was a day or two later, the first Very Merry. So you're right, there's literally no break, or maybe they just wait until they get the decorations up on Main Street.
I bet between the two of them, there's probably 90 dates.
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean,
I bet I'm not off by much. Within a 4-month span, September, October, November, December,
right?
I bet you in those 4 months, I bet you over half the days have a Halloween or Christmas party.
Right. And
we have to look into that.
Yeah, and like I said, and we got to move on here. But it just takes time away from the average guest. We've said it over and over. So we'll move on to tours and programs.
Yeah, let's have some fun with this. This is more ways for Disney to get your money, but these are good ways.
Well, yeah.
I recommend a lot of these because there's a lot of them are special, and they're good add-ons for your trip. You get something different out of these. They're offering you something that you didn't used to get for nothing.
Right, and, you know, to make the distinction, and that's a great point, these are extras. Yes, you have to pay extra for them. We'll go into some of these tours and programs. But what they don't do is they don't manipulate park hours or throw anybody out of the parks. These things happen concurrent with, you know, a normal park operating day, let's say. Some of them may be before the park opens, but you're not affecting anybody else's ability to enjoy one of the theme parks that these are held in.
Or they're in a vicinity that has nothing to do with a park.
This is true. So we're going to read through these, and then we'll talk about a couple of them and see what we think. But the first one they offer, and these are in, I guess, maybe alphabetical order, no order of importance, is Backstage Magic. They hold those Monday through Friday at 9 a.m., and this is, at least in Birnbaum's view, one of Disney's best programs. It highlights a nearly 8-hour exploration of the Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot may be an underground tour of the Magic Kingdom's Utilidors, which are always interesting. What are you going to do the next one?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I didn't see you. I was reading along with you. I didn't see the end. Well, mine continues. It says, Disney's tunnel system, lunch is included, as are a few surprises. Cost is $250 plus tax. Park admission is not required or included. This is one of the most popular Walt Disney World experience. Book it as early as possible. I was just waiting for you to finish the rest of your quote there, buddy. I'm sorry.
No, that's all good. All right. You want to go first and then loop back, or do you want to talk about this now?
No, have you done this, the Backstage Magic?
I have not because, you know, I'm a traditionalist. I say it all the time, and I didn't want to break the magic. I mean, I've read about this. I've had my finger on the mouse clicker to book it several times, but I've never pulled the trigger. I don't want to see the Utilidors. As much as that sounds cool, and I'm sure it is, and I've heard and read about it, I don't want to see that. I want to keep some of the magic alive, and at least in my mind. So to answer your question directly, no, I have not done this or any other tour for that matter. I take that back, but I'll explain later.
Okay. I'm the same way as you. I'm on the fence with this. I think I'm more leaning towards doing it than not, because me being in construction and all, I would love to see the Unitillers. So I want to do it that way, because I'm nosy about how things work. You know, I like to peel back the layers as far as the buildings, not the magic, right. If that makes sense.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. But, yeah, the Backstage Magic is, I think, as Birnbaum is suggesting here, I think it's one of the original tours. And it's, you know, I remember back in the day, they only had two or three of these tours, and I believe this was one of them, or it was one similar to this.
No, I think I would. I do like, I mean, as crazy as it sounds, it's $250 a person.
Right.
it is a bargain that you don't have to have park admission to do it.
Right, right.
Which most of these you do. A lot of these you do. I don't know most of them, but a lot of these you do have to have park admission to be able to do them.
Right. And
so this, I wouldn't mind it. A special occasion, and again, this will be one of these things that all of our friends out there know I say it all the time. Once I move there, this will be one of the things. But a lot of these tours I haven't done because I don't feel like I have the time. But I'm looking for. There's quite a few of them I would like to do.
Yeah, because, you know, this one's an eight-hour tour, so it's certainly, it's a full day, obviously, but it's more than 8 hours.
And you get lunch.
Yeah, you get lunch, but, I mean, let's face it, if the tour itself is eight hours, I mean, you're getting up a couple hours before that, you got to get over there, and it, when it wraps up, you know, you don't know where you're going to be or whatever. So, you know, this is a full, you know, 10, 11-hour day just doing the tour. Yeah, you would have to dedicate a day to it and probably schedule an off day the day after so you could kind of relax and recuperate after, you know, running around the parks all day doing this tour.
Absolutely.
Now, I think this would be great to do with a large group if you could. I mean, you know, if we could get together and do it, and maybe Bob and you know, other friends of the show or whatever, wouldn't it be cool to do, you know, a dozen or so people and all go together? I think that would be an awesome experience.
Oh, absolutely it would be. I mean, Bob would probably get us in trouble, but that's yeah. Besides the point.
Yeah, but yeah, that's all good. So, all right, what do you got next there, Doug?
Next up is Backstage Tales, daily at 7:30 a.m. and 11:15 a.m. This tour offers guests a look at conversations, animal care, behavioral studies, and the Animal Nutrition Center and Veterinarian Hospital, plus a special ride on Kilimanjaro Safari. The cost is about $90. The cost is about $90.
Yeah. I'm hoping that's Birnbaum that just didn't do their research and they're guesstimating. I hope that isn't Disney putting about $90. It could be $100 today, or maybe it's $75, depending on what we want to charge you.
But I'm reading what they say, but I think it is $90 bucks flat. Yeah. But the cost is about $90, and theme park admission is required on this one, but not included. Guests must be at least 12 years old to participate on the tour. I would enjoy this, getting around the nutrition center, the veterinarian hospital. I'd like to get to the other side, even though I get pretty lucky every time I go, so one of the animals is being taken care of.
I was going to say, this would be right up your alley. You've always spoken highly of that whole setup out there when you take the train ride to conservation station and all that. So, yeah, and now see, this one I had never heard of before looking at these tonight. I mean, it's more reasonably priced than the Backstage Magic, and obviously it's a lot shorter of a tour, but if you're into, you know, animals and such, this would probably be an excellent tour to take.
Yeah, and so the guys don't pick on me. My thing has a crease in it. It's conservation, not conversation.
Yeah,
I heard you say that. I apologize.
Yeah, I was gonna correct you, but I let you slide, but that's all good.
Well, correct me. Don't let me slide when I mess something up.
You don't want me doing that.
No, you can. I read well. I read a heck of a lot better than I spell.
Okay.
So, all right. But yeah, right. Conservation and animal care. I'm sorry. The way it was shadowed, I thought it said conversation. But yeah, conservation, animal care. I don't think this would peel back the layers or whatever as far as ruin anything. I only think it would, you know, enhance the whole conservation station area.
No,
in my opinion.
Totally agree with you. This is one I could do without any fear of that. And like I said, it's a little more affordable in my book, and I could see myself doing this.
Absolutely.
All right. So,
what's up next, bro?
We got the Behind the Scenes tour, daily, every hour between 10:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. An opportunity for guests of all ages to get a closer look in the greenhouses and fish farms that are part of the land pavilion at Epcot. During the tour, guests will have close encounters with insects and plants. A guide shares knowledge of hydroponics, growing systems, and crops from around the globe. You may have the chance to release some ladybugs or feed the fish. Expect to be on your Expect to be on your feet for the full hour of this experience. Cost is $20 for an adult, $16 for a child, 3 to 9. This tour is best enjoyed by sturdy adults and older kids. Reservations may be made in advance or at the tour desk at the lower level of the land, to the left of the entrance of the soaring attraction.
Now, I never did this, but the one night when we were there, one afternoon I was there with my brother-in-law and all, and I would like to do it to finish it off. But I was actually in the Land Pavilion. We were hanging out, and I actually was talking to one of the tour guides that does this tour.
Oh, okay.
And I kind of got an inside look, kind of got part of the tour without doing the tour, if that makes sense.
So you got about $7.50 worth of the $20.
Yeah, exactly. Because we did deliver with the Land. We did the ride, and then one of the tours were going on, you understand what I'm saying, was out. And then he brought me back, was talking to me about it. So I kind of got part of the tour but didn't do it. But this is worth it. This will be just fun. This will be worth the $20. I mean, you spend that on a couple drinks and an appetizer.
Well, I was going to say that. This particular tour, again, it's one of the original ones, or at least as far back as I can remember. The only feedback I've ever heard about this, this
positive.
Is the best value for your money. It's the best $20 you'll ever spend at Disney World. They said it's educational, it's interesting, and it's affordable, and it's a short enough tour where you could do it and still not feel that you're tying up a large piece of your day. So this has always got high praise, at least from what I've heard from people I've talked to about it.
Now, definitely, again, and I know I'm like a parrot repeating myself, but definitely, when you live in there, Dan, wouldn't you find yourself easy to do this one day?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No brainer.
Yeah, you grab a coffee in the morning or something. If you scheduled in advance, you know, have a little breakfast there, and over you go to the Land Pavilion, and you do this, and it's a piece of cake. It's a no brainer. I really don't understand why I haven't done it, because staying.
We're not there enough.
Yeah,
if we were there more, we're there enough to be geeks. But like, perfect example. Our next trip's down. Where can we? I want to do a ton of these, but where are we going to find time with all this stuff that keeps popping up that's already there?
You're right. Just with everything else.
That's the problem.
Right. But I
there's so many things I want to explore that it's hard to fit this in. Plus, our lives are so regimented now as it
right.
is. You and your wife both work, so do me and Bren. So I got to pick and choose how much I press the schedule when we get there. Do you feel the same way?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we all, at least I do. You always come back from a trip, and you're happy you went, and you talk about the great memories that you made, but you also say, but we never did that, or, oh, I was supposed to do this, or, oh, I was going to get that for this, or I needed a picture of that, and there's always a bunch of things you never even got to that you had planned, or at least in your mind you were going to do, let alone additional things above and beyond, you know, your ADRs and your fast passes and all the other things that make it so that you need to be at a certain place at a certain time. You know, to add another layer of stuff you have to do, just, you know, it's really not very feasible on a regular, you know, 7-day vacation.
Yeah, I mean, if you're like our buddy John Peters, who we don't like anymore,
right.
you could do this stuff all the time. You know, but we don't have that flexibility yet, because, you know, even we're going to, there's times we've been there three times a year. You still don't feel like you have enough time.
Right.
I know
well,
I don't.
Yeah, I agree. But the thing that really surprises me, and you know, that is, you know, as far back as I can remember, this tour has been priced at $20 for at least 5 years.
One of the few things that Disney hasn't raised.
Yeah, and I hate to even say these words, because you know it's going to happen. It's going to be $49 next time we look. But I'm surprised that they've kept it at such a low price point for this long. I don't know why, to be quite honest with you, because most of these other tours have gone up pretty dramatically. Now,
well, if it does go up, you guys know where to blame Dennis at WDW Main Street.
I gave it to Jinx, but
yes,
okay, what do we got next?
Next one up is one that I really, it's the newest one of the tours. It's the newest one that they've come out with. And I know me and Bren would really be into this. It's the Disney Family Culinary Adventure. It's they have it 2 evenings a week, but the days vary. And it always starts at 5 p.m. During this, Gusturi Savorn.
Gusturi
Savorn. Guests are whisked backstage to a massive kitchen at the Contemporary Resort. Your son would love that, then. And after donning aprons and hats, they dive into a hands-on cooking lesson. Divided among 5 stations, guests create everything from butter and pasta to sushi and filet mignon. I'm in.
Yeah, I could just see you telling the head chef, why do you got to dip that in butter? Isn't it good enough by itself? No.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would have my 2 cents in there.
Go ahead.
I'm a pretty good cook. You should have tasted the BLTs I made tonight, then.
You fried some bacon and put it on toast.
Nah, dude. It's the way you wash the lettuce and cut the tomato, buddy. Okay. But anyway, divided among five stations, guests create everything from butter and pasta to sushi and filet mignon. The experience is capped by a five-course meal, which includes wine and beer for guests over 21. The evening concludes with a molecule gastronomy demo. Gastronomy demo. Each guest takes home a hat and a cookbook signed by Disney chefs. Cost is $175 per adult, $125 per child. Transportation is provided for Walt Disney World Resort guests. Now, Dan, I don't think that's a bad deal for $175. You get a hat, a cookbook, and you get a meal.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize they had this, but I could definitely see us enjoying this. I mean, you know, the fact that you're going to get a dinner, and a pretty good dinner at that, at one of the signature restaurants on Disney property. I mean, this is, I mean, if you're going to pay for a sit-down meal anyways, you're not maybe pretty close to that, but, you know, you're...
It would probably cost you close to the buck and a half.
So you're more than halfway there, or three-quarters of the way there, and all these extra things you get, I mean, I think this would be awesome. I could definitely see us doing this.
Yeah, because I can't see them giving you the, even though my wife, it's her favorite wine is Barringer's White Zinfandel, like, and that's not expensive per bottle. I don't see them giving you this. I'm thinking the wine you get is a pretty expensive wine, if you understand what
I'm
saying.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't think they're going to be giving you, you know, the cheapest wine on the, they're not going to be giving you cheap wine, and they're not going to be giving you old Milwaukee beer. I'm thinking you're going to be able to drink pretty decent. But I could really, really see myself doing this, me and Brent.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you get to go in the kitchen of a five-star restaurant, and you're going to be, it appears that you'll be working with, you know, one of the head chefs there, or the head chef. I mean, that's something that, you know, a lot of cooks or other chefs don't get a chance to do. So, yeah, you have to pay for it. But, you know, these days, as, you know, like yourself are into, you know, cooking and all that goes with that. I mean, you would be in your glory in there, you know, learning the, you know, how they do this stuff. And, you know, I wonder if you get to eat what you make, or it's actually a different meal. That's what I want to know.
See, if they eat what I make, they probably want to hire me, and that would be awesome. So I'm looking forward to it. I might get a job cooking for Disney. But I would love watching Brent cook, because it's one of the things she loves to do, like I told you, with her drawing at the Animation Pavilion in the studios. I could really see her, if we did this, like all of her cares and troubles going away like that day. Like she, because my wife's a worrywart, and you're the same way. I know how you are. But my wife's a worry. We're like something like this. I could see her relaxing for a few hours, being in this.
And that's a great way to escape and do different things. I mean, in a way, this almost reminds me of the old Disney Institute, where they used to have some of these things over there where Saratoga Springs now sits. But
Absolutely. Yeah,
they used to have these, I'll call it adventures, you know, these different things, mostly for adults to do, but children could participate as well. But there were all kinds of things like this, wine tastings and food adventures and different things. So maybe this is a spinoff from that. But this one sounds very interesting.
Next
is Disney's Family Magic Tour. Daily at 10 a.m., families and friends may join in this two-hour scavenger hunt-style quest to save the Magic Kingdom. The cost is $34. It's available to everyone, but recommended for parties with kids between the ages of 4 and 12. Magic Kingdom admission is required, but is not included. This is another one I have never heard of, and I'm glad they put the... disclaimer there that, you know, you should have kids 4 to 12 with you, because it sounds like obviously it's going to be geared towards children of that age, or those ages, and not that it wouldn't be for adults, but you know, this wouldn't be anything that I personally would be interested in.
No, like you said, it would be cool with the kids. I could just see the four of us doing it, running over and snatching the Mickey ears out of some kid's hands. Come on, I need that to finish my scavenger hunt.
Right.
But no, it's cool that this is a good offering, especially, again, if you live there and you're having your kid's birthday party, something like this might be a special event.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, $34 a head is expensive in our world at home, but for Disney World, they're almost giving it away at that cost.
But if you had something like, if you have a group of friends that they are, you know, a lot of your kids' friends have season passes and stuff like that, and you tell them, listen, you don't have to get my kid a gift, just give them the $34 and I'll take the kids to the park and we'll have some fun.
Yeah.
That might be a good, you know, a nice little different kind of gift for the kids.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's good, you know, for the ones we've gone through so far, the prices have been all over the place. Some very affordable and some on the high end, but there's something for everyone.
Absolutely. Dive yes. Quest. And Tuesday through Saturday, 4:30 and 5:30 p.m. The highlights of this 2.5-hour program is a 40-minute underwater adventure complete with sharks, turtle, rays, and other fish in the Seas with Nemo and Friends Aquarium. Participants must show proof of current scuba certification. Cost is $175. Guests ages 10 to 12 must dive with parents or guardians. Gear is provided. Epcot Park admission is not required or included in this tour price. I have a friend of mine that has actually done this, but she's a friend of my brother's. It's one of his good friends that lives in his development.
Okay.
His daughter is a professional diver. She works at the aquarium, and she actually got certified, helped her certification by doing some of these dives at Disney World, diving in those tanks.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So
I mean,
it gives you credited hours of diving.
Okay. Yeah, this is one that, again, since I've been interested in Disney World, I've seen, and even some of the old sitcoms, they've done, you know, this has worked its way into the shows and stuff like that. This is one that they used to show a lot in the promotional videos and stuff. Maybe they still do. But the thing that always, you know, kind of bump me out or whatever, as soon as it said you got to be a certified, you know, diver or a scuba diver, that knocks about 98% of the population out from being able to
exactly.
do the tour. You know, and then you think, well, how much can it cost? And, you know, can I get certified? And, you know, by the time you do all that, you quickly learn that, you know, unless you're going to take up scuba diving as a hobby, it's not something you're going to run out and do.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people, I think they have this dive quest, especially for, like I was saying, like people that are in training and stuff like this, that they have to, they're certified, but they have to have so many hours of diving time in per year to keep their certification
right,
up.
Right.
So Disney figures there's a lot of people that, I mean, face it, the state's surrounded by
right.
water. There's a ton of divers down there. So I'm sure it's a way for people to get their diving time in and enjoy
right.
it. Because I'm sure their tanks are one of the best around.
Oh, absolutely. So. But it's just, you know, like you like on the page here that we're looking at, you got Dory and, you know, they're trying to sell this program and it kind of hooks you in, no pun intended. And then three lines into it, you know very quickly that you can't do it.
Mm-hmm. And to continue with this, what's the next
Dolphins
one?
In the Depth. Tuesday through Saturday at 9:45 a.m., this three-hour Epcot program, about 30 minutes, takes place in the water, teaches guests about dolphin behavior as they interact with the animals and observe researchers and trainers working with them. Cost is $199. Minimum age is 13. Guests ages 13 to 17 must be accompanied by a paying adult. Park admission is not required or included. Wetsuits are provided. Wear your own swimsuit. So I guess maybe this is, you know, kind of gets over the issue that with the Dive Quest program that you don't have to be certified, but you can still, you know, it's a different experience, obviously, with the dolphins, but you still get an aquatic experience and not have to be a certified scuba diver.
Yeah, you get to walk out on the plank, no pun intended. There's areas there. I've actually seen this, and you walk out and there's like little docks and like it's inside, but there's docks and areas where you can hop down
yeah.
in with them and play with the dolphins. They climb up on and they, you know, the trainers do all kind of tricks with them and play with you. And I don't know. I mean, it's a double-edged sword for me and Bren. Like, we love dolphins, but seeing them in captivity, I mean, we went to the Baltimore Aquarium and all, and we appreciate, and the whales and all, we appreciate and all, but we also feel sorry for them every
time.
Oh,
yeah.
We see them. I mean, it's no different to me than going to the local shelter and seeing a dog or a cat in captivity.
Right, right. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to be disparaging or hurt anybody's feeling. It's just we love them and we also feel bad for them. But we know in some ways, a lot of them Disney saves and they were injured and stuff, and I'm all for that, but I don't know. I just don't feel like they're in their natural habitat, so it kind of makes me bummed out a little bit. And it's weird that I don't feel that way about the Animal Kingdom. They're out sprawled in this big, huge Serengeti, and a lot of those animals are being saved.
Right. Yeah, no, there's a piece of me that totally agrees with that. And I'm trying to think of the name of the movie, and I can't remember. But I watched that movie about SeaWorld and the orcas and all that. And
Blackfish, whatever it's called.
I don't know if you've ever seen it, Doug, if you haven't.
I couldn't watch it, dude, because I'd probably be depressed. And like I said, I'm not trying to be a hypocrite, because I love everything the Animal Kingdom stands for. I love her. Like, I would probably love this. I just don't know which way I'm leaning. I don't know where I'm going on it. I don't know. But it's weird. Like, seeing the lions up and all them, I don't feel like they're being kept. It's hard to explain. It's just weird. It's just my own little idiosyncrasy.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. And I wouldn't do this. It doesn't interest me. But I was just going to say, I think it's, Discovery Cove, which is the dolphin program that's run up the street at SeaWorld, but across the street from SeaWorld. That program, I know a couple of people that have done that, and they've raved about it. And from what I heard, it blows this one out of the water. And I think, you know, I think Disney was doing theirs before that Discovery Cove opened, but that's much more akin to the Animal Kingdom, like you're talking about, Doug, because the habitats and the enclosures are much larger than just a tank, and I think it just gives you the feeling that they're better kept for. And I know that I have no basis for that, but you know what I'm saying.
And don't get me wrong, when I go see Nemo and all, and I see the dolphins running around, I love seeing them. They're beautiful. And again, I'm not trying to start any trouble. I just don't know how I'd go after that.
That's fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah. Epcot Sea Aquatour. Okay. Tuesdays through Saturday at 12. Tuesday and Saturday, 12:30 p.m. A 2.5-hour program, about 30 minutes of which is in the water. That lets guests learn about and interact with ocean life in the seas with Nemo and Friends Pavilion. First, guests watch a video about the sea creatures. Then they join them in their habitat using a supplied air snorkel system. Cost is $140. Gear is included, as are refreshment, a t-shirt, and a group photo. Guests must wear a bathing suit, ages 8 and up. Epcot admission is not required or included. I mean, that's not a really horrible price. I mean, it's weird. Like, you get a t-shirt and everything's okay.
Yeah, give them a free t-shirt and everyone's happy.
And it's worth it. And a snack. So, yeah, it's worth it. But, you know, I mean, this wouldn't be for me, but I could understand how it could be popular.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, not something I would do. I just, water parks and water and stuff just, you know, doesn't interest me, so I wouldn't do it. But
I'd rather be at Summit Plummet.
There you go. Let's see. Next is Keys to the Kingdom, daily 8:30, 9, and 9:30 a.m., a 5-hour tour that offers an on-site orientation to the history and the workings of the Walt Disney World's original theme park, the Magic Kingdom. Guests visit an attraction, waiting in the regular attraction line, and take a peek at the Utilidors, the legendary tunnels underneath the park. Cost is about $80 plus theme park admission. Lunch is included. Guests must be at least 16 years old to participate.
Like, it sounds great, and I think Mike did this from Be Our Guest, and he enjoyed it. See, I don't know if I'd enjoy. I read so much, and I'm so into it. I don't know if it'd be worth $80 for me to stand in line. I'd be like, "Yo, cuz, can't you give me a fast pass?"
Right. Yeah. Yeah, this is kind of not the watered down version, but this is, I guess I would call it, some of what you would probably get in the Backstage Magic.
Yeah, it's the Cliff Notes.
Exactly. So, you know, if you're looking to do it at a more affordable cost, much more affordable, and get a little flavor of it, I mean, the big draw and the thing that's the same as the Backstage Magic is the Utilidors, which is a big draw. I mean, that's the thing that most people talk about when you bring up these tours to people. Either they have done that or they can't wait to do that to see how, you know, how Disney World operates, you know, outside of the guest's view. And in the Utilidors, that's certainly where a lot of that happens. So, I myself, if I was going to, you know, go for the tour, I would go for the big enchilada and go for the Backstage Magic. I wouldn't do this one. But like I said, if cost is an issue, it may be a way to get your foot in the door.
Yeah, it all depends on where lunch is at. But no, I don't feel like waiting in line. Again, it wouldn't be worth. Like, I mean, you need a I mean, you need to park admission on top of this. So you're already paying to go get the ride. So if I'm going to be 5 hours of wasting time, that means no fast passes. I'm actually losing money.
Right.
I mean, now I'm paying $200 for the day.
That is true. That is true.
For somebody to tell me about stuff I already know.
Right.
I don't know. But I get lunch. It better be lunch
Columbia Harbor.
No, it won't be. It better not be. It better be a sit-down meal somewhere for lunch.
I think for $80, I don't know.
No, you're not. I know. You're getting Columbia Harbor House, I'd bet. And I love Columbia, but it's not worth $80.
Right.
Next up, magic behind our steam trains. Now, this is one that love. Would you want to do this?
Go ahead.
I'll read it to you. I'm excited. It's my train, Dan. It's Monday through Saturday at 7:30 a.m. It starts a 3-hour tour that gives guests an inside look at the Walt Disney World Railroad. In addition to an exploration of Walt Disney's passion for steam trains, guests visit the backstage roundhouse, where the steam trains are stored and join the operating crew as they prepare for the daily railroad operations in the Magic Kingdom. Guests must be at least 10 to take the tour. Cost is about $54 per person. Theme park admission is required but not included in the tour price. I don't think this is too bad. I mean, I think it's a little high, but I think you would enjoy it then. And the roundhouse is cool the way it's really cool because it spins to let all the trains out.
Right. Yeah.
What do you think for $54?
Yeah, I think the price point is fine. I think for the money you pay, that's a good value. I just, for me, it would be, you know, I like the train. It's cool to look at and all that, but I'm not really interested in how it works or trains in general. The working part of it, so it wouldn't attract me for that reason. But as far
see what geeks me out is you get to see all the tools, and because I'm
Biffert.
time. Exactly, you know, Biffert is. I'm a Biffert guy. You know, what I mean, like to me to see the compressors, the air, that all the tools, all the different ways that they maintain and keep these trains up, it's kind of cool to me. So, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like it's in my wheelhouse, no pun intended. So that's why it works for me. To see how all that stuff, all the operation in the whole facility is, that's worth it. That's what makes it worth it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people really, you know, Walt and his love of trains, and that's really the start of Disneyland and all that stuff is the reason why this tour is popular. Because even people that don't really have an affection for trains or, you know, the stuff that you just mentioned, you know, enjoy the tie to Walt and want to try to, you know, understand or at least, you know, see what, you know, Walt enjoyed about trains and why he made them such a focal point of his theme parks.
Absolutely.
Let's see.
What's up next,
my brother? We have the Walt Disney Marceline to Magic Kingdom, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8:15 a.m. Explore how events in Walt Disney's life help shape the Walt Disney World Resort and the attractions within it in this 2.5 to 3 hour walking tour. As one of Walt's final visions, the Magic Kingdom shares many similarities with the story of his life. By using the park as a walking timeline, guests discover how Walt's life inspired him to create some of the most cherished stories and attractions the parks have to offer. Guests also get an insider look at several of those aforementioned attractions. Tours cost $30 per person, plus park admission. Guests should arrive 15 minutes early and wear their most comfortable walking shoes. Expect to cover a lot of ground. It's available to guests age 12 and up.
This one definitely. Mike did this from Be Our Guest. I think his wife got it to him as an anniversary or a birthday gift.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he loved it. And I could see this because it starts at 8:15. You're done by 11:15, and you still have the rest of the day to hang out at the park.
It's just the right length that it just doesn't kill a whole day on you.
And the price point is really good, I think, for that. I mean, if it's 3 hours, you know the cast member is getting $10 an hour, so basically you're paying for the cast member.
Yeah, you're probably right. what I was going to say earlier when I said I take that back, when I've been out to Disneyland twice, and when I was out there twice, I did the, what they call out there, the Walk in Walt's Footsteps Tour, which this is a spinoff of that. Obviously, we know that Walt, you know, passed away before Disney World was open, but obviously he had some influence there. But in Disneyland, all the attractions, or at least the original attractions, were all, you know, handpicked by Walt, and he actually worked on them. And there's stories and different things in that tour that, you know, the man actually touched and walked on and participated in, where at Disney World, it's more of, you know, not so...
It's the carryover from Disneyland. It kind of like, it's the same story as far as the Carousel of Progress. They could talk about that. Hall of Presidents with him, you know, creating Mr. Lincoln at the World's Fair. And then the Haunted Mansion, Pirates, and all them were, you know, disciples from over at Disneyland. So that's how it carries over.
And so...
And the architecture.
Certainly the architecture. That'll be a main one. But, I was so impressed by the tour when I did it the first time. When I went back there 3 years later, I did it again. And, you know, it even got down to the, you know, see that lamppost over there? Walt went to this place down in the valley in California and bought him off a junkyard dealer for, you know, X amount of dollars, and he brought him to his park. And
that's awesome.
An original, you know, those are original from 19 such and such, and it got that detailed. But to get back to the tour we're talking about here, absolutely. I would definitely do this tour, because anything with Walt in it or ties to Walt in the theme parks, you know, that's something that I would be interested in.
And again, this is why I keep bringing up living there, which makes it easier for like Lou Mangiello and our, you know, our co-hosts. We're not liking too much lately because all the times he's over there. But no, we love John. We're only kidding. He does a wonderful job for us. We appreciate everything he does. But my point is, when you're already paid for your annual pass and it's part of, like, when I moved there, I keep saying it's going to be like my property tax. My annual pass is just part of the cost of living. It's like another utility bill. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't be there without having that. So it's one of my bills.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like with me, our property tax here is four times the amount as what it's going to be in Florida. And I know yours is up in Massachusetts the same way then. So when we move down there, automatically there's going to be $1,000 earmarked for me and Brenda's annual passes. And it'll just be a monthly bill we write out, because you can pay monthly on it. And it'll be the only bill I write that I won't give a crap about.
Right.
It'll be the one I'm actually looking forward to.
If you weren't going to pay that, you might as well move to Phoenix or something, right?
Exactly. So it'll kind of be like the electric bill, the gas, whatever. It'll be this that way. So when you're living there and you already have your annual pass and it's a no-brainer, like stuff like this for $30, you know, even if Brenda wouldn't want to do it one day and I had the day off, I'm going to run over to the park and do this tour.
Right. Yeah.
Or the train tour. Like, I know, you know, Bren might not want to do that. I might want to go see behind the trains or the monitor, if they, whatever they do. And you don't feel bad because you already have your park admission.
$30 is, like you said, is nothing.
It's a day out. It's something to go have fun with. I could see me and Bren say, let's go over and do this and eat at the Columbia Harbor House. It'd be a great time. But, so.
No, that's awesome.
Next up, the Undiscovered Future World. Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Walt Disney dreamed about making the world a better place. In this four-hour tour, guests are taken back to the creation of Epcot and learn about Walt's lofty ambitions and his legacy. Guests walk to Future World Pavilion and learn how each area celebrates humanity, accomplishments, and challenges. The goal is to share the vision behind the park. Cost is about $64 per person plus tax. Guests must be at least 16 years old to participate in this walking park program. Park admission is required but not included in this tour price. This is a different one, too. I've never really heard much about this tour.
No, first time I've ever knew it existed when you just read it.
I mean, I've heard about it, but I've never heard anybody who's done it. Because I get this book every year.
Right.
And I've read through it, but I don't know anybody who's done this. I mean, again, this is something, if you're living there, it might not be bad once a year if you did something this expensive. But to add this to your already a week's vacation, then it's the $64 starts to hit that point if there's two of you. It's $125. Me and Brendan could go to Le Cellier for that.
Yeah, no.
And talk about our own future world.
Right, and you're going to eat up a half a day and all that. But, you know, but I would say that, you know, listening to what you read there, this would definitely be something I'd be interested in. Although, I wonder how they they sell it, because, you know, we all know the story that, you know, the Epcot that we have today, as much as we love it, is not what Walt had in mind and what I think he would have built had he lived longer. So
he'd have built Celebrations
exactly.
in Epcot is what it would have basically
right.
been. And the thing of it is they probably tell you, like, instead of this being here, that was there. They probably tell you how the park would be laid out if Walt was still with us, what his dream was. That's the way
I agree with that. And actually, when you ride the TTA, if you're on the left-hand side, when you go in that first dark tunnel, you see a model there. And that is more mm-hmm. like what Walt had in mind for Epcot. You know, the prototype community of tomorrow there, which was a working, living, real city, like you mentioned, Celebration.
Oh, there was supposed to be schools and everything.
Exactly.
Yep, schools and, like, Celebration. Everybody, there was going to be no cars. You wouldn't have to commute. You know, moving walkways and the whole nine
right.
yards.
So, yeah, so for that reason alone, it might be worth the $64 just to mm-hmm. see how the Disney company kind of couches that top, because, you know, it could get some Walt Disney, enthusiasts a little hot and bothered if they, don't properly present it, I guess.
Again, Dan, because you plan on moving down there, too. We're living down there. Like, something like this, you call me up and say, let's go see it. It's kind of like us going to a
right,
ball game.
Right,
it would be worth it
right.
for us. I mean, you know, if you're taking the whole family, then it adds up. But if a couple of you and your buddies are, like I said, if Brenda's not really in the mood to hear about this, because I don't know if she would or
right.
wouldn't be. Or your wife, Sue, might not want to go. You know what I'm saying? No, exactly. So on a Sunday morning, if you call me up and say, yo, Doug, let's go over and
right.
see this, it might be worth the $64. It would be like us going to a Tampa Bay Buccaneers
right.
game.
And I guess that's what I...
If you price it like
that.
That's
what I was going to say. As much as you love sports, I mean, it isn't feasible for you to go to 30 baseball games a year or half the home games for the Eagles or whatever. You'd like to if you could afford it. And
No. Let me take it back. The Phillies games I go to quite a few because the crowd I get along with, I don't go to Eagles games.
Right. But you know what I mean. It's not...
Yeah, exactly, but... Yeah, I've been offered box seats for the Cowboys because I have a buddy that used to run the Chevrolet dealer, and I would turn him down. He goes, why? I said, because I don't like drunk people.
You'd end up in jail is what you're saying.
Exactly, because I don't play well with nasty people. My mouth does not allow it. So I don't go to many Eagles games, and I hate that everybody says Eagles fans are horrible. No, all fans are. There's nuts in every stadium. I'm not just branding Eagles. Like, you got the dog pound. I'm sure, Dan, there's people up in New England that you don't want. You're worried. You wouldn't want to be around. The older I'm getting, the less patience I have for these people.
Boston's a big college town, and I can't tell you how many times I've been at the ball game. Me, when my kids were younger, my daughter, and the language, and, you know, I've said stuff.
Exactly.
It worked out that I didn't have to, do anything crazy, but I don't need that aggravation. I know what you mean.
Exactly. See, I have to say something, and that's why Disney's perfect for me, because it's a happy place. I need happy place. But you don't, not being smart, dude, I've seen a few drunks around Pleasure Island when that was open, and I've seen a few people. But, dude, in all the years I've been there, I've only had one altercation, and that was because somebody cut my mother-in-law off in a wheelchair and slammed the door.
Right.
My wife had to stop me. Remember, Doug, we're at Disney World. And I was like, seething, looking at the entire time. But the point of it is I go there because one time in 47 or however many trips I've been there, I've had an idiot that made me angry. That's why I like going. That's why I love Disney World, because it's happy all the time. There's good people breed good people, like all the lovely people that we've met, like we've mentioned on last show with Carmen and Jen and Julia. And, all these wonderful people that Pat and – I mean, I don't want to leave anybody out, but Bob and John, I mean, I can go on and on and on. Mike, all the guys, everybody's wonderful people. And that's why I love my Disney World so much, because good people breed good people. And you don't see many people acting the total fool.
No, and you're right. You get an occasional few. And, I've seen parents yelling at their kids, not that they were drunk or anything, but just, making an ass out of themselves because their kid did something. And, nobody wants to see that. But that's society, and you're going to get that. But you're right. Given the amount of people that are down there, there are very, very few of those incidents.
And the other thing is, then you can usually walk away at the parks, because if somebody is talking and annoying you, like before it escalates, you can leave.
Right.
Like when you're at a ball game, if the guy has the seats
behind you,
you've
got him for 9 innings.
Yeah, exactly. Or four right. quarters, whatever it is. The Eagles are worse. The Phillies are awesome. You don't, because it's more family right. oriented. A lot of fathers takes his wife and his children, and the price point is where the whole family can go. You pack your lunch or your dinner, and it's not that right. expensive. Where they get you at the Phillies game is the price of
right,
the food.
Right.
It's not the admission. The admission's not bad at all. It costs you. You could take a family of six to an Eagles game. I mean, to a Phillies game, and as in the 400 level for the same price it costs for one person to go to Eagles. Game. Yeah, that's just the way it is. So, but you can get away from the people. Like, if you're at Food and Wine, and there's been times on a Friday night where people's getting a little freer, a little happy.
No,
am I wrong? You know what I'm saying.
Right.
You just continue walking. You're not stuck standing. There's so much room at Disney World where you can walk away and go find a
right.
happy place. Where if you're stuck at a stadium, you're
yep.
stuck
there. You're, unfortunately, whoever's sitting behind you, in front of you, and, you know, you're stuck with them. They're not moving. You're right. When you're in World
yep.
Showcase, you got, you know, nine other pavilions you can go to.
Exactly. Just leave.
All right. Where were we here? Is it my turn?
Wanyama Safari.
Okay. Wanyama Safari, daily, 3:45 p.m., a three-hour experience that includes a private tour of the animal savannas surrounding Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. Following the tour, guests have dinner at Jigo, the cooking place. It's a family-style meal. Guests must be at least 8 years old and staying at the Animal Kingdom. Huh. Is this...
The lodge? Yeah, continues
okay, I was
going to
say,
page.
What is this,
lodge.
Free? Admission?
yes,
the lodge.
Exactly.
Okay, I got you. Cost is about $191. Not $190, not $185, but $191 per person. Price includes tax and gratuity.
Well, he's saying
now, that's
that.
Interesting.
Thank
they
goodness.
Mentioned gratuity. So in the other tours where they don't mention gratuity, is gratuity expected? Like, would you tip your tour guide?
Know.
You know what I'm saying, though?
I don't think so, because the thing of it is all the other ones are basically, like, even the tours at the Magic Kingdom, I know, I think 90% of the tours eat at Columbia Harbor House.
Okay.
So it's counter service, so you're not tipping anybody. So really not, and the one at the Contemporary, you're basically making your meal yourself, so you're going to tip yourself. You know what I mean? So this is the first one that's actually at a sit-down signature restaurant.
Right, so they're talking specifically about your food, people that
yeah.
are bringing you food.
Yes.
I thought they might have been talking about the person that's, you know, talking and conducting
no.
the tour, but you're right.
No, these
yep.
are the servers
yep.
that are going to serve.
Yeah, I mean, if I was at the Animal Kingdom, would I pay this myself? Absolutely not. But that's just me. I wouldn't do it.
No, I don't know. I mean, like, I love the Animal Kingdom so much, and Jigo is really nice. Maybe a special occasion, like an anniversary or something like that. You know what I'm saying? To take a private tour to Savannah? I don't know, but I wouldn't say 100% no, but it wouldn't be the first
yeah,
thing
so
I'd
so this
do.
Would be down on your list of tours. Not that you're ruling it out, but it would be one you'd look to do first.
No, I mean, I enjoy Jigo. I think I'd rather go spend $1.25 and call
yep,
it a day.
And
walk around the Savannahs. I mean, the Animal Kingdom is nice enough for me, the Animal Kingdom
yep,
Lodge.
I agree.
This is another new tour, Destinations Discovered.
Okay.
A 4 to 4.5 hour walking tour of World Showcase, Destinations Discovers, covers the cultural, architecture, and design details of several of the park's international pavilion. Lunch is included, as is a traditional tea service in the Moroccan pavilion. Theme park mission is required but not included. Note that specifics, including the name of the tour, may change in 2016. For pricing, schedule, and additional details, call 407-WDW-TOURS. Now, this makes me angry because this is something really sounds awesome because of the architecture.
Right, right.
You know how I
yep.
am into that. But now they don't have prices or whatever. I might have to call and see what the deal is with
yeah.
this.
Yeah, this one.
But that sounds
yeah,
very interesting.
I was
going to
say, this one I would definitely do. Not knowing which pavilions doesn't really matter to me. Maybe they switch
no.
them up from time to time. But I would definitely do this one.
Plus, lunch is included. It's going to be around World Showcase in one of the countries. You know, you'll love whatever. It'll be an awesome lunch, regardless of where
yeah,
it's at.
I'm thinking Spice World Table myself for some spicy garlic shrimp, but that's just me.
I'm in a little bit
yeah,
of hummus.
Yeah, that would work.
A couple of the Greek beers.
Yeah,
I'm good.
But yeah, no, that's one I would do for sure.
Absolutely,
Let's
I'm
see.
In.
Uh,
Price, we don't care about the price. We'll find out $700.
It's only money, right? Next one is the Wilderness Back Trail Adventure. Tuesday through Saturday, a two-hour experience. This adventure lets guests explore the Fort entrance, the Fort Wilderness area, while aboard a Segway personal transporter. It's a special model with an off-road type tire. The first hour is devoted to training. It's not as easy as it looks. With the second spent exploring with an experienced storytelling guide. Guests must be at least 16 and in good health. You'll be on your feet the whole time, and operating the Segway requires more muscle than one might expect. The cost is approximately $90 plus tax.
Now, this sounds really cool. If I lived there, I would do it, because I wouldn't do this if I didn't live there, especially with the off-road deal. The last thing you need is to hurt yourself on vacation.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. The fact they put all them comments in there lends me to believe there's been some injuries along the way, especially being off-road. If you don't steer it quite right, you hit a rock or some, curb or something like that, you're going to go down. So I wouldn't do this. I'm kind of sad that you'll remember this, or you might remember this.
I
do the one in World Showcase. I've seen that one go by. One day I was at the World Showcase for a pin event, and the whole group of them came by, and the people were having a blast. They were all laughing, and they were quickly zipping along. They were coming down the hill there by, I was going to say Magic Kingdom, the United Kingdom Pavilion. Mm-hmm. And they just looked to be having fun, and they were weaving in and out, going back and into the countries, and they just look like they're having a blast. So had it been at World Showcase, I would do it. This particular one at the Fort Wilderness, no.
The other thing is then too, and this is why I would only do it when I lived there, is, okay, you know how you do, like, I work with my body all the time. I'm in with the construction climbing. I don't know, did you see the picture of me on the stilts I tweeted out the other day?
Yes,
with Magical Mouse Radio. Well, I'm on stilts. I'm doing all this stuff all the time. The point of it is though, when you do something like this Segway, where they say it takes more than you expect, who needs to feel like, when you were younger or you did something new for the first time, feel it?
Yep.
Like the first day of football practice, no matter, I would be running, lifting, doing everything before that first practice. Yep. And no matter what I did, I still feel like I get hit by a freight train the next day. So why would you need to be on your vacation and tighten up muscles or pull a groin or pull one of your thighs or calves, or you don't? What I'm saying, it's not worth the aggravation. Your feet's gonna hurt as it is walking the park for most people.
I mean, I used to play hockey right up through high school, and I know exactly what you mean. That first time you skate, you felt like you rode a horse for 3 days. Your inside of your legs and those muscles that you haven't used, since the season prior. You're hurting for a couple of days.
Exactly. I mean, the first day of I had a six pack back then, and every pack hurt. it was just the way it is. So it's like, this puts strain on, like when my wife, she does certain things, she runs on the treadmill the whole nine yards, but the last thing I need her is how many times have you been with somebody, because I get pretty lucky, but getting shin splints at the park.
Right. Oh, it happens all the time,
best thing, guys, is put ice on. They'll go away by morning, honest. I mean, when I played basketball, I'd have to buy a new pair of sneakers every month. Even though the sneakers look brand new, they'd be beat, and I would get shin splints, and ice takes it away by morning. But, put ice on it. My wife used to argue with me. Now she ices up immediately because she gets them a lot, because she won't wear the same supportive. She used to wear, sandals or stuff like that. Now she only wears sneakers. She's finally realized it has to be a good pair of sneakers you're getting, because you're walking on that cement all day. But ice takes them right away. They'll be gone by morning if you put ice on them for a half hour.
Good to know.
But the point is, you'll pull muscles and stuff like that, and you don't need to be doing this. All it can do is cause trouble. There's enough to do as it is if you're only doing 1 week a year.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's not anything that, like I said, I would do. But, hey, there's something for everyone, and people want different experiences at Disney World, and they certainly do offer a wide range of them.
Again, I'm not saying it's not worth it. If you and, we were living down there, and me, you, Bob, and John wanted to go over for the day, it might be worth it.
I'm sure we'd have a blast. We'd probably have stories to tell for years to come out of what would happen. But,
Exactly. It would be worth me to drop $100 to go over there, or $125 for us to have lunch and do this. I think we'd have a blast. But to just do it on a normal week's vacation, I wouldn't. The risk outweighs the reward for me.
No, I totally agree. So you want to wrap us up with this last one?
Yep. Yeah, with the Yuletide Fantasy. It's seasonal. Go figure. A festive 3.5-hour experience, this program showcases the way Disney weaves stories and folklore into decoration found in the theme parks and resorts. It offers a unique perspective on how color, texture, architecture, and illusions help all of Walt Disney World deck the halls for the holidays. The cost is about $95 plus tax per person. Theme park admission is not included or required for this experience. Guests must be at least 16 years old to participate. All guests must present photo ID. What say you, Ben, as you say all the time?
I might do this. I mean, I put this in my second tier. This is not one that I would just dismiss and not do, like the one we just mentioned, the Wilderness Back Trail Adventure. But this would be my second tier. It mildly interests me. I like that they wrote all these fancy words that you just read and left out the word Christmas out of all of it. So I just find that humorous when companies do that. I'm not just picking on Disney World. They all do it now to be politically correct. But let's face it, this is a Christmas fantasy type thing. At least that's the way I would paraphrase it. But anyways, the Christmas or holiday decorations, as they're called now, are a big, big deal down at Disney World, and they are beautiful. And to see how they, put these up.
I call Christmas time. They're the eighth wonder of the world.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As great as the fall decorations are, the Christmas ones, and again, I haven't seen them firsthand, and that's going to change in the near future, but that's certainly something that I want to see. And for that reason, this tour does, like I said, mildly interest me.
Well, I could see me and Brent living there, and I get a bunch of Disney gift cards. This might be worth
it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, something different. Like I said, I wouldn't rule it out, but there's a lot of things that I would do first. Like some of those other things, you could see you doing them with your buddies or whatever, like I said. But the way I weigh a lot of this is it sounds really good. But would I rather go to the boathouse for the $180 bucks? I don't. You know what I'm saying? You just have to be in the perfectly right mood to want to do it.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, out of all these we just read, realistically, there's probably four that I could really say that will do, in the near future, my living list. I guess there'd be four on these that I would say.
See, the mischievous and the devious one of me is this is just the way Disney found a way to help pay for the overtime for the park decoration.
Yeah, there you go. To offset those costs, right?
Exactly. How can we pay for our park being decorated? We'll have a tour.
Run a few of the guests through. Tell them, this is this. Make up a story, some backstory, and, we can rake in a couple thousand bucks here.
The way we came up with this green here was...
Yeah.
I could just see the Imagineers writing it now.
Yep.
But this was a lot of fun, Dan. I hope we helped you guys. We figured we'd cover these tours. A lot of people, we found a few that we didn't even know about, like the last time when we did the different buffets, the character dining. We there was multiple ones that we never knew about until you really started to read them, or you knew about it and it slipped your mind.
Yeah, because I've skimmed this Birnbaum book and I've seen the pages with the tours on them, but you kind of look over them quick and you don't really take the time to read through them like we did tonight. So I totally agree with you. I'm glad we did this, and hopefully we've helped some of our listeners out that might have been thinking about some of these and heard our opinions on them, and they're just that, our opinions. Doesn't mean that what we say is the way it is. Maybe some of the ones we didn't like at all really interest people. So, this is good that we took a little look at these, and we'll see what we do. I'd love to be able to do one of these and do a whole show on one of these tours, having done it, so we can really get down to some detail.
Well, maybe me and you, we're down there. Maybe if we're down there together and the girls want to stay, maybe we'll sneak out and do one.
Sounds like a plan to me. I'm in.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a behind-the-scenes
or
something.
Yeah, one of the shorter ones for a couple hours in and out. Who knows?
Yeah. Or maybe I'll drag your butt over to the railroad.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, maybe. If you pay.
We'll see. I'm just saying. Okay, buddy. We'll put it on the Main Street card. All right, buddy. This has been a lot of fun. Please, guys, go over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate it. We want to thank all of our friends out there for listening. We really appreciate you guys. Please follow us over at WDW Main Street on Twitter or at Oak Manor or at Grumpy6767. And remember, guys, slow down, look around, and enjoy the view. Right,
Ben? This is true. And just a reminder, this show should go out on Wednesday. And if it does, don't forget tomorrow, Peas and Carrots, Dennis's debut on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, we forgot, the movie star. Have the SAG committee decided to call you
yet? Yeah, not yet. I'm still waiting.
Yeah, well, we know you're going to get your SAG card off of this. All right, buddy. You have a great night, and Peas and Carrots is down there having a good time right now. You guys have been doing a wonderful job with all your periscoping and everything.
Yep. Hi, Carmen, even though you're back now and you're in Disney withdrawals.
Carmen and Brian. They ain't home
yet. No, but they will be when they hear this.
Oh, well, they might listen to it on the way home. You never know. We're really popular.
Yeah, that's true.
Have fun, guys. We will talk to you all real soon. Guys, that's going to be it. Me and Den's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.